Report: Biden advisor Gabe Amel resigns to ready special election run for Rhode Island congressional seat. By Jacob Bliss on April 17, 2023. Gabe Amel, a special assistant to President Joe Biden, resigned from his post at the White House last week to ready a special election run for a Rhode Island congressional seat, sources familiar with the situation told The Washington Post. Amel would be readying a run for the seat soon to be vacated by Representative David Cicilline, D.R.E., who is resigning to become CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation. Before coming to the White House as the White House Deputy Director of Intergovernmental Affairs, the Rhode Island native worked on the Biden-Harris campaign and transition team. He also previously worked for one of the state's current senators, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, D.R.E., and former Governor Gina Raimondo, D. At the White House, before leaving last Monday, he acted as the liaison to local elected officials and served as a point person for local leaders to implement Biden's legislative efforts while coordinating responses to national disasters and mass shootings, the Post reported. He is expected to join a crowded field of Democrats hoping to replace Cicilline in the safe Democrat seat, Rhode Island's first congressional district, which covers much of the state's east side. The Post reported that some other potential candidates are Lieutenant Governor Sabina Matos, Providence City Councilman John Gonsalves, former State Representative Aaron Regenberg, and many current state legislators. This comes after Cicilline announced his plans to resign from Congress in June to become the president and CEO of the Rhode Island Foundation, which would create the off-year special election to fill the seat. Cicilline will not only kick off a special election for the seat but will also leave a seat open on the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the House Judiciary Committee, where he currently serves. He is also a part of the Democrat leadership. In a lengthy statement, the 61-year-old said at the time that serving the people of Rhode Island's 1st Congressional District has been the honor of my lifetime. Nonetheless, he added, the chance to lead the Rhode Island Foundation was unexpected. But it is an extraordinary opportunity to have an even more direct and meaningful impact on the lives of residents of our state. Rhode Island Secretary of State Greg Amore scheduled a special election to replace Cicilline on November 7, with the primary on September 5. Candidates have until July 14 to submit nomination papers. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.